Welcome to the History of the Caribbean audiobook. If you haven't already, we invite you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss a story. Today, we're honored to bring you The Final Staff, Bunny Whaler's Last Messages to the World. Get ready to immerse yourself in a powerful narrative that goes beyond music into legacy, resistance, and roots. Because here, our mission is simple: to keep our culture alive, one story at a time. In the end, it wasn't the music that mattered most. It was the message. Long after the crowd stopped clapping, after the stage lights dimmed and the vinyl dust gathered, it was the words I whispered in silence that held the most weight. You see, I knew my time was coming. The body gets tired. The flame flickers low. But the word, that lives forever. And so, I carved my final messages carefully, like etchings into stone. One staff, one chant, one truth at a time. The staff had always been with me. A carved length of cedar, gifted by an elder long before Babylon knew my name. It wasn't just wood. It was my anchor, my compass, my authority when the world questioned my silence. And in those final years, when the stroke came, when the words came slower, when the fire burned low, I leaned on it heavier, both physically and spiritually. I remember sitting on my veranda, the birds quiet, the sky dim, and I'd hold that staff across my lap like a sacred scroll. Each groove reminded me of a chapter. The first verse I wrote with Bob, the first time Peter clashed with Babylon, the night Jean disappeared, and I didn't sleep for a week. All of it carved into that grain. People came to visit during those days, not with microphones, not with agendas. They came to sit, to listen, and sometimes to weep, because there's a certain sorrow that only the wise carry. A sorrow not of regret, but of realization. Realization that most men die chasing applause, and very few ever find peace. I had found mine, and I wanted others to feel it too. So I left behind messages, not just in music, but in murmurs, in smiles, in gazes, in how I held silence longer than the world was comfortable with. Because silence was my final sermon, and those who understood it heard everything they needed to. One of the last messages I wrote down, I scrawled onto a scrap of brown parchment and tucked it into my staff. It said, "Don't perform righteousness. Live it. Don't inherit Babylon. Uproot it. Don't sing for fame. Chant for freedom." It wasn't poetic, but it was pure. I told my children, "Don't idolize me. Just carry the message further." I told the musicians, "If you're not trembling when you write, you're not close enough to the truth." I told the seekers, "Zion isn't far. It's inside." And I told myself, "You've walked well." I knew the headlines would come. Last Whaler passes. Reggae icon dead at 73. Legacy of a legend. But I didn't need legacy. I needed lineage. I needed someone to take the staff, not the physical one, but the spiritual one, and continue walking. Not toward the spotlight, but toward the light. My last dream was of Jean. She stood in a field of tall grass, sun behind her, the wind silent. She smiled. No pain. No question. Just knowing. She reached out, not to pull me forward, but to show me. The message had already moved beyond me. That the seed I'd planted had rooted. So if you hear this now, if my voice sounds like wind through trees or distant drumbeats on a rainy morning, know this. I am not gone. I am transformed. And so is the message. Pick up your staff. Light your chalice. Drum with reverence. Chant like your ancestors are listening. Because they are. And so am I. Narrator softly. His staff rests in the soil. His words linger in the mist. His fire lives in those who still walk with truth. Bunny Whaler has returned to Zion, but his message marches on.